greetings and welcome to Friendly Trendly Trending Friends. This is the show featuring me, Gabe Dannon, and my two co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi. We got some special guests with us tonight.
Two friends.
We got a couple of friends here. It's Anastasia.
Hi.
And Tim Trees.
Hey, guys.
They're down here from sunny North California. Woo! Yeah.
Hanging in with us as we talk about the things that trend. I don't know if you guys noticed. It didn't seem like anyone noticed, but I said the wrong title to the show
at the beginning. No one noticed.
Okay. The show is in actuality called Trends with Benefits, so that you two aren't confused.
I was confused. Thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome. And we talk about what's trending in the world. It's usually Mandy Moore.
Mostly Mandy Moore, for sure.
She had that Crush song.
Mm-hmm. It's just been trending ever since.
15 years ago, it came out.
Crush, the soda drink. It's trending a lot. Video game tutorials where little boys just crush it on Minecraft. That's trending a lot.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's our MO around here, and thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yay.
I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Do you guys keep up with the trends?
I don't. I'm always behind. I always hear about things much later than I should.
Right.
You mean trends or the podcast?
No, trends. Just trends.
Real
we're
going to
be talking about trends, and are you going to be like, oh, I know this one, guys. Let me explain. Or are you going to be like, I don't even know what Mandy Moore is.
Which one are you, Tim?
I legitimately don't know if I... I don't know what kind of stuff we're going to talk about, so...
Oof. He knows what Mandy Moore is, though.
Oh, okay.
He talks about her all the time. Okay. It's crazy.
Right. There's this artist I really like called Ian Moore, and whenever I look for his CDs back when people went to CD stores,
right.
Mandy Moore was always the disappointment. When I got there, I knew they didn't have any Ian Moore.
Would you go up to the clerk and ask for more, more?
More, more, more.
They had that.
How do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that, you know, everyone has their own approach to what's trending. Agata likes what's really hot and cool out in the world. She knows. Mm-hmm. She's got her finger on the pulse probably more than July and I.
True story. Mm-hmm.
But July knows what's like. He's like looking at the Weekly World News and getting those crazy stories about Bat Boys, right? He knows all the Bat Boy stories. And then
And then Bat Boy.
And I just love like tech and gadgets. Mm-hmm. Me, if there's a tech and gadget trend out there, I want to hear about it.
Do you do Fitbit?
No, I do have Google Fit on my phone. When I got my new phone, it started counting my steps without even telling me.
Rude.
It is rude.
A little presumptuous.
I know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, assuming that I need to lose weight.
Give a guy a heads up. Just that's all you got to do.
Right. Don't want it to start counting your wanks.
Ask Gata is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gata may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gata, board certified addiction medicine.
I love it. Every time I hear it, I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a segment where listeners around the world, international listeners, can ask us questions by going to our website, which is twb.cool/ask. Not .com. It's .cool.
.cool.
Has U2 ever asked a question? Any members of U2?
No.
It's hard to know for sure. I mean, a lot of them are anonymous. So
the Edge fell off. I don't want to step on potential trends, but the Edge fell off the stage, right? Is that something that happened?
Oh, maybe.
Is he jealous of Bono's bike accident?
I don't know. We might need to look into this in the trend segment to find out exactly what happened to you two. But twb.cool/ask is where you can ask your questions, or you can leave a voicemail question at 432 Agata High.
Hi.
Yeah.
Just one high, not two highs.
You could keep dialing whatever you want after those first seven digits. Is that true? Still going to go to that number.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Just keep dialing.
Just keep on dialing. And this question comes to us from Kieran.
Yes. Here, reading the questions, as always, is our helper, who we have tied up in the corner.
She's our employee slash robot.
Robo Laura Hall.
Robo Laura Hall. Anastasia?
Hi, I am Robo Laura Hall.
Okay. All right. Hold on, let me turn your volume down, Robo Laura Hall.
Hi, I'm Robo Laura Hall.
Oh my god, okay, we get it.
Now that you're in the room with Robo Laura Hall, I mean, this is a rare opportunity. Do you have any questions for her, or?
I guess, I'm actually a little bit starstruck. I'm feeling, like, a little nervous around her. It's hard to...
She's shinier in person than you thought you'd...
Oh, bring. She is... and I'm really a sight for sore eyes. I mean, she is nice to look at, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, ask me anything.
What's your favorite chord on the piano? You play
no
piano,
cement.
Right?
What?
No comment.
Is that a controversial question?
No
yes.
cement.
Tim, she does. She plays piano on the show. She does various tasks, such as reading the questions, announcing the trends.
Have you never heard our show before, Tim?
I have listened before. You guys do like a song?
A song.
Yes.
A song. We do a song later.
Tim has this like bad boy brand of humor where he just is a rude, crude, and has a tude. You know?
I love it.
I was just joking. Please ask me anything. I'm a ha ha. Get it?
What?
You're a what?
You're a hog?
I think she was trying to say AMA.
Oh, okay.
I was just joking. Please ask me anything. I'm a ha ha. Get it?
And then she was laughing about it.
Oh. AMA, haha, get it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, let's get to the question.
Okay, Kieran.
I don't know what to do when I'm finished college, which is very soon. I don't know whether I should leave the country I'm in to find work and new things. Or stay where I am now where I know I'll at least have my friends. Should I leave or stay?
Okay.
Okay, so you're asking, should you leave Ireland or not? And I say yes.
Wait,
do
I
it.
Didn't hear Ireland.
Well, it's implied. do it. Move out to, I don't know, sunny California. Hang out with a couple of cool California cats.
Are you thinking maybe the LA area is where you should go?
I mean, probably. That seems like a good idea for you.
Is there a little Ireland in LA?
Probably. I don't know. I've never been to an Irish restaurant or anything here, but I'm sure it exists.
We've been to an Irish pub, that place
Molly
Malone's, where Hollywood Handbook did that show.
Oh yeah, Kieran, come out here. We can hang out at Molly Malone's.
There's also another one on Fairfax, hometown. A little farther down south. I can't remember what it's called. Irish pubs. We got a few.
Yeah, there's plenty of Irish pubs if that's what you're looking for, but I doubt it is. But you should like. I mean, America's the land of opportunity, right, guys? Like, this is where you fucking move to and you live your life.
My great-grandparents moved from Ireland to America, and it worked out really well, actually.
Great. What did they do?
I know that my great-grandfather was one of the crew who put the needle on the Empire State Building.
Is that true?
That is true. My mom always told us that he was the one who did it, and then there's like 200 of them.
Well, that's good enough. Like, that's part of the crew.
So, Kieran, you could do that. Yeah. His name was Kieran?
Yeah, I think it's maybe Kieran. I don't know. I don't remember.
Culkin? Is this Kieran Culkin we're talking about?
He is in Ireland right now, I think shooting a movie, and just doesn't have anything lined up after that movie.
Yeah, just looking for something to do post-movie.
I feel like you guys all know this person, and I don't.
No, we don't know him.
Come on, Gabe, we know Kieran Culkin of the famous Culkin family.
What? How do you pronounce that name?
Culkin.
Okay. Have we provided anybody any real advice here?
Everything I say is real always, Gabe. What do you mean?
You just started talking about Ireland. I didn't hear anything about Ireland.
I didn't say anything about Ireland. I said he should move here because this is the land of opportunity.
Okay. It didn't even say he doesn't live in the United States.
I know where he lives.
We know this guy. His name is Kieran. He lives in Ireland. He's a design student. He just graduated.
Oh.
He's got a really strong jawline.
He's very beautiful.
Oh, then he should come out here.
Yeah. Gabe, finally, you're on the same page as me for once in our lives.
The edge falls off the edge of a stage. Ha ha, get it, Emma.
All right, so the edge fell off a stage.
Yeah, this was in Vancouver. In the Rogers Arena.
Was it an icy stage?
Let me see. This is Rolling Stone magazine.org. No, I'm just kidding.
It says .com on his computer.
It says here, they honored B.B. King.
Oh, wait, is that not the trend we're talking about? Because he died.
No, we don't want to.
Yeah,
talk
but
about
I
that.
Think he fell off before B.B. Like King died, didn't he?
Why would they be giving a tribute to B.B. King right before he died?
It just so happened that he died.
We don't know anything, do we?
We're experts.
Okay, so that's funny. His name's The Edge, and he got too close to the edge, right?
Oh!
I mean, right?
Okay, it says here, Edge is trying to do a cool, like, one of those moves on the guitar where you, like, slide across the stage, like B.B. King used to do, you know? And he fell off the edge.
I mean, it sounds like the stage was slick. Like it was greased or iced.
Buttered up.
Buttered up. Someone pre-buttered it. This might be just a prank on Veg.
Maybe the performance was right after one of those Guy Fieri performances. Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Oh, my God.
You know, I like Guy Fieri, but Guy Fieri.
I don't know why I always accidentally say Guy Fieri.
In his native homeland, that's how they say his name, right?
My name is Guy Fieri. I love duck fat.
Well, he wears a karate gi during his performances, right?
That's true. That is true. So yeah, that's what must have happened. Is Guy Fieri did one of his performances and got butter everywhere.
Or it could have been one of those things where people were playing marbles before. And then there were...
There's a stadium marble championship in Vancouver? That I don't know if that's...
I think B.B. King liked marbles.
Oh. I see.
Because his name was B.B.?
Yeah!
Yeah, but the edge is okay now.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. We were all clamoring for the...
What were his injuries exactly, does it say?
The edge of his toe was hurt. Edge of his butt.
The edge of his butt?
It's RollingStone.com. I'm just reading the facts here, Agata.
The rest of his butt is fine, but the edge of it is all fucked up.
Did he injure anyone else as he slid on his knees into the crowd?
It says here Kanye West was in the crowd. But... he got out of the way.
Mad Men comes to an end.
Mad Men has come to an end.
Right now?
Is it over?
Tonight.
Tonight's the last
one.
As of this recording tonight,
guys,
it's over.
Spoiler alert, because I have not seen Mad Men in years. So please do not spoil this.
Do you plan on watching
it? I will watch it all, but I have not seen it. I stopped after a while, and I was like, oh, I'll catch up later, and it's been a while now.
Is anyone here super up to date with Mad Men?
I've seen all of it except for maybe the last two episodes.
Oh, okay. So you're probably ahead of all of us, right?
Definitely.
No, you guys haven't seen this season at all?
No, I think I'm a couple behind.
I only seen the third season, I think.
You skipped the first and second.
Yeah, because I think that was the only season that was on Netflix at the time. Netflix's servers were being stupid, so you could only see the third season. I was like, well, I'll give this a shot.
And you
liked it?
Liked it, and it made sense. And
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite character?
Don is his name? Is it Don?
That's kind of lazy that they named John Don, right?
His name's John?
John Hamm?
Oh.
The real actor.
Yes, John Hamm. He's good. He's really funny on the show. God damn.
He plays Don.
In real life, his name is John Draper.
John Hamm Draper.
With a J.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a funny show. I just never got back into it.
It is a impressive comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that, you know, they do a pretty good job getting like the physical comedy in there and, you know, just sticking with bits, doing some shtick.
Yeah, like at the beginning of every episode of Mad Men when Don Draper trips over the ottoman.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's that episode where they got too many walnuts delivered.
Isn't there an actress on that named January Jones?
Yeah, yeah.
Is she like July? Is she like your opposite?
Oh, half birthday. That's like...
Ooh.
Because my birthday's in January and my half birthday's in July, so it's 6 months apart.
If by opposite you mean that I'm highly attracted to her, yes. She's also very funny on the show. I don't want to seem like I'm only giving my funny props to John Don, but
John
Jan
Don?
Jones is
Don John. You mean
busting up my sides and. She's really funny. I don't know.
Do you think she's a listener?
Jan John?
Jan Johns? Hey, Jan Johns, if you're listening, happy birthday a couple months ago.
Not her birthday.
I assume her birthday
was
in January.
It's May, so that's not a couple months ago now.
That's a couple. What do you consider a couple?
Two.
More than a couple?
Few. Several.
Few? Why are you wiping your brow, God?
It's very sweaty always.
Just for people who were on the edge of their seats. Thank you. That's what's called a classic callback. January Jones's birthday is January 5th.
What the fuck did I tell you?
Fuck!
July, is your birthday in July?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It is June 26th. 626.
But that's still almost halfway from January.
Yeah, it is.
So you're still exact opposites.
I'm on the cusp of July.
And yeah. if I learned anything from Paula Abdul, it's that opposites attract. And so
that's
I
right.
think you should go for it.
I'm her MC Scat Cat. And she's my Paula Abdul. I got the goatee and the overalls.
Do we have a segment to be on? Or are we just...
When we're talking about Mad Men. It's ending.
Oh, okay.
Do you not feel the feels of the internet and the world saying bye to Dawn?
Nobody here cares about Mad Men enough to be like up to date, right? Let's say that much.
Well, Anastasia's pretty much caught up.
She's close.
Yeah.
She's close.
I don't watch anything right when it airs, though. Like, I don't... Right. Does anyone do that anymore? I feel like I wait for at least a couple of episodes to watch.
It's like appointment viewing, but I'm going to have to reschedule, right?
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I usually wait till, like, Pirate Bay's back online so I can download my shows. Shout out, Pirate Bay.
How would you feel if people torrented your podcast?
I would love it.
I would love it too.
Wait, their podcast is free. Yeah. You don't have to pay for it.
I want
to
endorse you torrenting this podcast.
I would be so stoked if somebody torrented this.
I wouldn't like it because we wouldn't get the download numbers. We got to get those numbers if we want to make advertising bucks.
Can we just
come
say
on, DraftKings? I will say whatever you want. Baseball, football,
we have
soccer.
Our most popular episode is with Hayes Davenport. You all may remember that episode. Very funny. Lots of great jokes. We got over 500,000 listens. 500,000 listens.
Not as funny as Don. Hayes is funny. But Hayes, if you're listening, you're not as funny as Don Draper.
Don't talk shit about Hayes because he will listen and send us an email later.
Well, I'll email him and I'll tell him to come back on the show and we can talk about how he's not as funny as Don Draper.
But, you know, he does have a real Mad Men name. Like, Hayes Davenport,
oh, yeah.
I think, actually is a character on Mad Men.
It sounds like it.
It's like
sure.
The goofy mailroom kid, who, mm-hmm. but who comes from a good family.
Yeah.
Has real issues with, like, the bathrooms. And shower heads and all that mess.
Like he was saying one episode, like, oh, where I come from, the shower and bathtub are separated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, none of us can identify with that, but we all get it because, you know, fancy people have separated bathtubs and showers.
I mean, that's the dream, right? I mean, I'm working towards that, so I
like
get
them
it.
Together. I like them together. Am I crazy?
No.
Yes.
I want them to be together.
Why do you want them together? So that you can just have a long shower and then transition into a bath by just plugging the drain?
I can do whatever I want. I can shower, I can bath, I can do a mix between the two.
Sorry, what is a mix between the two?
When you're showering and you get tired and
you
want to lay down.
You sit down in the bathtub.
You can
you
sit
shower.
Down in a stand-up shower. Ignore
barely.
The fact that I said stand-up. You can. Some of them have seats. It's more comfortable than lying down.
You don't have a seat in your shower unless you're like 100 years old.
No, some of them have like a platform.
I have literally never even begun to think about doing what you guys were talking about, where you just give up and sit down in the middle of your shower.
Oh, I've done that so many times. You've never done that?
This is a 100% true story. In high school, I had a time I had to be downstairs. I had to be down at, it was like 7:06. It was like to the minute. And so I knew to the second on my watch when I had to get out of the shower. So I would like do my shower and then I would usually have like 45 seconds left and I would literally sit down and look at my watch and enjoy those 45 seconds every morning.
In the shower?
Yeah, because it's like comfortable and warm. And mm-hmm. This is in the winter in New England when it's cold outside. Okay.
Very wasteful.
Yeah, that sounds like a waste of water now when we're in a drought-stricken strait. Yeah.
New England's
How
in a
dare
drought,
you?
Tim.
I'm so sorry. I didn't even think about that. It's just... I was young and reckless and tired.
WBA students caught screening 50 Shades of Grey during class.
WVA, is that Western Virginia?
Yes.
Western Virginia.
It's West Virginia.
Oh.
But you got it.
West Virginia.
Yeah,
is
this school.
College?
In this school, they like to wear cowboy hats. And
are you like a Civil War denial? Because it was Western Virginia before the Civil War when they split.
No, I'm just ignorant. Okay, so yeah, West Virginia. They were screening 50 Shades of Grey. Is that what you said?
Oh yeah, to a bunch of high schoolers.
Wait, the teachers were doing this?
Yes.
Oh, man, this is the second week in a row that we've gotten some salacious teacher...
Wait, why is this controversial?
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey is a...
Very sexy.
Very sexually based book and movie series.
So wouldn't you want kids at their sexual peak to enjoy it?
Nah.
Wait, what age were these people?
Humans? High schoolers.
High schoolers, right.
So... It was like a thing where the teacher asked the students what movie they wanted to screen for like a break time thing. Like they had a free period and they all voted on 50 Shades of Grey. And the teacher was like, oh, okay. Had no idea what was in the film. didn't even realize what was going on. And then says here, the assistant principal walked in and shut it down.
No one shut it down before. Like, it seems like the moment it starts and it's sort of, or moment the sexiness starts, I should say. Mm-hmm. Like, no one else thought I should maybe shut this down.
Well, you know, this sounds to me like maybe we should role play what happened and maybe we could figure out through role play what really happened.
Okay.
So let's assign roles now.
Okay.
I want to play the movie playing in the background.
I'll be the assistant principal.
Okay, great.
Someone give me a role.
You be the teacher who let this happen.
We can be students.
You guys can be students.
I'll be Tim, the student.
Okay. Tim and Anastasia, the students.
Okay.
Okay, class. We're going to watch a movie like you guys all voted on. I'm sure it's...
I'm so excited.
We love you, Mrs. Sorry, what's your last name?
Monica. I have not seen this movie. I assume it's totally cool.
Oh, it's great. You're going to love it, Mrs. Monica.
Great. Great.
It's an old... black and white movie.
Okay.
Oh, hey, it's me, the AV student. I'm here with the VCR and TV, just wheeling them in.
Are you mid-puberty right now?
Why are you asking me that? Just take the TV.
Oh, does he have a boner?
His boner and his acne are so gross.
Don't focus on me. I'm just... meant to move the story along.
Hey guys, that AV kid's so sexy, right?
Is that the TV?
Oh, yeah. I am so into that kid. What's his name? Melvin?
Coming soon, AV kid. Now for your feature presentation.
These previews are so good.
I'm glad they have previews for our classroom showing of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, it's starting.
Oh, thank God.
Do you want some popcorn, Tim?
Oh, yes, please. Wait, I have popcorn. Just reach in.
Okay, I'm reaching in. Oh, my word.
Mr. Gray, you said you wanted me to come in your office?
Yes, please sit down.
What is this about? I just started here yesterday.
Do you know about leather?
I mean, sort of. It comes from cows, right? I'm not a big leatherhead.
Ooh, put on this belt.
Okay.
Hey, Mrs. Monica, it's me, the principal.
Oh, Principal Dick.
Ooh, and then
what's
take
up?
Off my pants.
No, guys, pause the movie, pause the movie, pause the movie. Zip.
Excuse me, this is completely inappropriate content for this classroom.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Sorry, I stepped on your foot.
I'm shutting this down.
Principal Dick, stop. No, we're just doing a casual movie date.
Oh, I'm actually the assistant principal, but I hope to be the full principal someday.
Here's my third nipple.
I thought I turned it off 100 years ago.
This should have been shut down the first time I said it.
And scene.
You know, the main character in 50 Shades of Grey, her name is Anastasia Steele.
What?
Yeah, I've seen the movie. It's fucking horrible.
I wish she would have said her name.
It makes me... Well, I was trying to think of like, hey, Tim... You know, I have the same name as that girl.
Yeah.
But I actually hate it because every time I introduce myself to people who know the book or the movie, they're always like, oh, like, and it
oh, yeah, you got that stigma.
I don't want that association. Because now I have to start doing bondage, you know?
Yeah. I mean, them's the rules, you know?
Tim went through the same thing when Home Improvement was on the air, right?
I have these jean shorts now and... a tool belt. It's very humiliating.
You never see his full face either. He's always just hiding behind part of a face.
I do all the characters of Home Improvement.
Yeah, you do that weird grunt too.
I do.
There it is.
Have you guys seen the supercut of every grunt on Home Improvement ever? Oh, because man. I have literally watched that video and it's very long.
It's got to be amazing, right? Changed your life?
No, it's actually kind of weird to watch because at first you're like, haha, this is weird. But then eventually you're like, oh, I'm watching them grow up as they're grunting. You see the kids as they get older. They're all grunting together.
And then Cats in the Cradle starts playing in the background. Tears are rolling down your cheeks.
Yeah, that's... Oof.
I feel like when I watched it, I just got, like, semantic satiation and, like, it just stopped making sense to me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's definitely true. It eventually just disappears into nothing.
You start seeing the future.
Yeah.
Has everyone seen Fifty Shades of Grey, the film?
I have seen it, yes.
No.
It was honestly the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
None of the fellas have seen it, but all of the ladies.
You know, I was so pissed off that there was no dick in it.
There was no dick. And also, for how, like, sexy it was so boring. Like, most of the movie is just a bunch of boring, like, look what's happening.
There's not that much nudity in general, but... This is geared towards people who like dick, so why not put some dick in it?
No, give them what they want.
Yeah.
If there's no dick in it, why is it not okay for high school?
Ah, this is good.
We had dick in high school in one movie once.
Which movie?
We watched Wide Sargasso Sea, and there's this part where Richard, it's like a fan fiction for Jane Eyre, I think. Where it's like Richard is the guy, and it's from before when he got his first wife in like the Caribbean or something. Mm-hmm. And there's one part where he's butt naked leaning at the window, and you see his butt, and then he just turns around, and we all gasped. Just get just full dick in high school English class.
Oh my God.
Wow. Well, I've never Hope seen that. You all I've got never an seen a dick in real life, so I would be totally surprised.
They're funny looking.
So yeah, us dudes can take a firm pass on 50 Shades.
There's
of Grey,
no
right?
dicks in it.
You no, oh, I mean you should see it. Really? I think you should. Yeah, only because it's are pop culture.
Trends.
Connoisseurs, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're enthusiasts of pop culture, and it's gonna be referenced forever. I think
that's true. Oh.
Okay, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Do you think a sequel will happen to this?
It will. I think there's going to be three movies total.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, there's three books, right? But recently they've been doing like make the last one to Harry Potter, and I think they did it with Hunger Games.
They did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Might happen.
Mm.
They're pop-up books.
Was that a boner joke?
Two sisters adopted separately meet an NYC writing class.
Two sisters were adopted and then they met in an NYU writing class. Is that what it said? NYC or NYU?
NYC.
Okay.
It says their names were Tina and Tamara Mori.
It's Tia.
What are you talking about? It says Tina. No, it's not sister-sister, but it is a sister-sister sort of situation.
It's true.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
I mean, this would make a great sitcom or at least like an ABC Family made-for-TV movie, right?
Yes. Yes. I agree. Three times.
Or a Disney Channel original movie.
Ooh, Johnny Tsunami.
Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Xenon the Z-quel.
Brink.
Z-quel. Brink! Fuck, that's way better.
What was the one with the house that wanted to kill him?
Smart House.
Smart House.
Gabe, are we too old for this, maybe?
I think so. I don't think Disney Channel movies were a thing when... I was young enough to watch Disney Channel movies.
I'm pretty sure there was like no real like original movies being made.
Like I feel like Clarissa Explains It All was like the closest thing to that.
Exactly. Plus I was so much more of a Nickelodeon kid.
Right.
Like
Nickelodeon
Disney was
way bigger.
Yeah. Disney didn't get popular.
You guys were way too cool for us.
You consider yourself a SNICK kid?
Because this Disney Channel, when I was a kid, used to be an extra pay channel. Mm-hmm. And it didn't become a regular cable channel until after that.
Extra pay.
It used to be like HBO, so we didn't get it.
Plus, it wasn't cool cartoons. It was mostly like Mickey and Winnie the Pooh. I mean, it was like not cool stuff to watch. It was like baby stuff.
Well, yeah. I watched Pooh. I still like Pooh, and Pooh's good. I love Pooh.
Pooh's good.
Not a fan of Eeyore because that guy's depressing as hell, but Pooh's good.
July's funny pleasures. Thank you, Darcy, for that intro.
Okay, so I got a bunch of comics here, and it's Sunday, so you know what that means.
Ooh, got some long fucking comics, right?
Well, I'm not a fan of that language, but sure.
Some long fucking comics.
We got extra long comics.
This is a segment that we do every week where July brings with him his copy of the LA Times for the week, mm-hmm. and I like to do the crossword. I got it here. Likes reading the horoscopes.
Ooh, I like to know who's compatible with Leo. What's up?
Leo 5.
Yeah.
Just sit me down with a cup of coffee, a lox bagel, and I will do Sudoku all morning.
That's how long it takes you to finish one?
Well, sometimes they have the ones that's more than three.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. I haven't... Okay.
No, finish your thought, Gabe.
I haven't done a Sudoku in a while, or said the word. okay, but what we're focusing on now is that special section of the comic of the newspaper, where it's the comics, and July likes to have us pick out a comic, or the guests, I believe,
the guests
in this case,
choose
a comic, and then we'll read it in very fine detail.
Yeah, let's do it a little different today. Do you guys have any comics that you would like to hear about at all? Any favorites that stick out to your mind?
I love Foxtrot, but do they do those anymore?
They haven't done Foxtrot in a while, but they still release one every day.
Yeah, there's
a
special edition.
Yeah, classic Foxtrot.
They'll release a classic.
I might know it.
Do you want to do Foxtrot?
Yeah, let's do it.
We did Foxtrot when Sean Clements was on the show. That was the only other
guy. We're comic twins with Sean. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. So this is not a special Sunday comic because this was released yesterday, but it's still pretty, it's pretty good. All right, so we got three panels. I'm just trying to get a feel as to where these characters might be. Because, of course, I don't know anything about the Foxtrot family.
I don't think there's really that much to know. They're just a family.
They're
don't
just a family, right?
Don't look at it.
Can I say where they are?
No, you can't look at it.
You want to give me a guess as to where they are so you can help me out?
Well, there's a Ferris wheel in the background.
Damn it, Tim.
Yes, but that's the second panel.
We're going to guess the end of it. You can't guess if you're looking at it.
I like to guess the location just from the first panel.
Okay.
So that makes it extra hard.
Okay.
But yeah, let's say they're at a fair. It looks like they might be getting some sort of food or something. I'm not reading anything yet.
Could be funnel cake.
Could be funnel cake. Could be
one of those huge pickles.
Could be a huge pickle. Could be like Kool-Aid, fried Kool-Aid. I've had that at a fair once.
I had fried Coke and fried beer.
Oh boy.
Both disgusting.
I had French fries or Frenched fries. I'm not sure how they
French.
They take those. It's where they do those potatoes.
They're like fried potatoes. Okay. Yeah,
I've heard of those.
I've never had that.
Me neither.
All right, so it's might be two sisters waiting in line. Who knows?
Okay.
One's blonde. One's brunette.
You were, when we did Foxtrot before, you were very confused about the gender of the character.
Yeah, so one of them might be a boy. You're right. I don't want to sound like a creep, but judging from their appearance, one of them looks more feminine than the other one.
Can we not do the whole binary gender thing right now?
All right, let's just say they're people.
Okay, great.
They're human
Thank
beings
you,
waiting in line.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
One human
Someone said it.
One human being says, "I was I always have trouble choosing between candy apples and caramel ones. Look, I'm not doing a gender-specific voice because I don't want to sound like a girl or a boy.
Okay, that was very gender non-specific. The person said that they don't have, they have trouble choosing between candy apples and caramel apples?
Yes.
And well, same. I mean, that's a struggle I
oh, well,
have
that's
every day.
The other person says me too.
Yeah.
Tim, did you have a question?
What are candy apples if they're not the ones with caramel on them?
They're the ones with like the red crispy shell. They're less common, I think, these days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But back when foxtrots were running the earth.
they were everywhere.
When was this released, does it say?
September 11,
2001. Wow.
It's quite unfortunate. Maybe we should read a different one. Maybe we should read a different one.
Let's read the next day's one.
Yeah, they had no idea what was in store for them. This is... Don't we wish we all could go back?
Because, I mean, this
back?
Takes place in New York, right?
Next panel.
The second panel.
All right, second panel. Now we're getting a close-up view from the front of these two humanoids. They're both sort of like, wondering, what are we going to pick? The candy or the caramel? And it shows in the corner of the both panels, like, the shape of a candy apple and the shape of a caramel. It's very sexual.
What do you mean sexual?
Because it's like two balls, and like between them, it's like they're like darting. They're standing up.
Mm-hmm. So you mean it looks like a dick?
It looks like two penises and two balls.
One ball per penis?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I can picture it.
Yeah, me too. Sounds normal.
All right, final panel. Anybody want to guess whether they choose candy or caramel?
Wait, so literally nothing happened in the second panel. It was just like...
Well, who knows? Maybe they're thinking about, I don't know, judging from the date this is written, what's going on politically in the world.
I mean, maybe they just wanted to put some secret dicks in there. And that's the only reason why there's a second panel.
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Does anybody have a guess?
I think it's going to be some third option.
Mm. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Just a plain apple, maybe.
They're going to go healthy with your choice?
I'm going to go candy apple, I guess. Just pure guessing.
I'm going to go, they're going to get a corn apple, like a apple that's got a corn dog shell. It's called a corn apple.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I could go for one of those right now.
Same.
All right. Final panel. They got their apples. They're sucking on them. Or eating them, I guess. Well, one's like giving it a weird kiss. The other one has caramel residue on their face. One says, I feel so sorry for decisive people. The other replies, I hear the ice cream stand has 14 flavors.
Oh, I don't even really understand what happened.
What?
They got one of each? Is that what happened?
Yeah, they got both.
They got both.
Okay.
And they're going to go have 14 ice creams now?
Yeah, and they're going to be standing, thinking about it, thinking about which one again. They're just going to get 14.
Is this a metaphor for promiscuity?
Yeah,
It might be, especially since I don't know what gender these people are. Maybe everybody has sex, right?
No. Asexual is an orientation, and I really wish
you
would
stop.
Thank you,
Tim. Thank you.
Really, I wish, July, that you would not do this right now.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Tim.
Keep it on Reddit, buddy.
Keep it on Reddit. Okay.
All right, I'll go to Reddit then.
So this is thank you for hanging in with us here. We're thank you for staying through the podcast and not leaving. This is the part at the end of the show, though, where we do our signature hoedown segment that everyone loves. Tim, you're shaking your head. Everyone doesn't... this is the song we were talking about before.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite part of the show.
Thanks. Yeah, so we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown. Who would like to participate? No one is obligated to.
I'll try. I'm going to be horrible. I'm just warning. It'll be bad.
Tim, will you do one?
Can I go like in the middle and not first or last?
Yes. July will go first and I will go last. And you guys can go second and third. Agata, I assume you're sitting this one out again?
Yeah.
Whoa. No?
No, I'm good. I don't want to.
Tim, historically, Agata doesn't like the hoedown.
You've done it, though.
Many times.
And then she gets an email from her dad saying that she didn't do a good job.
That's true. True story.
Roba Laura Hall, what would you like to do a hoedown about?
Yes, let's do a hoedown about being mad.
Just about being mad?
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, we've been talking about mad-related trends.
Okay.
So, take that as you will.
I will. So, Roba Laura Hall is going to... play the traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway theme music while we do a hoedown about being mad.
And we'll count you guys down.
This is just about having fun, guys. Nothing to worry about.
Okay. Oh, lots of dust on the piano.
Oh, she's dusting off the piano. Okay.
Let me blow it.
Laura.
She's gonna blow the piano.
Blow, 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 blow.
She's determined that, like, the way she gets the most air out is by actually saying the word blow.
But no air comes out, right?
Blow.
I mean,
sound, yeah, very little.
Some sound waves. Sound waves. Ripple the dust off.
Okay, ready, blow, blow, blow.
Yep.
Got it.
Well, I tend to be a happy little boy, but some days I'm like that guy Troy who gets really mad from the ancient times and wants to be ravaging against everybody against me.
Well, today I am mad as hell, 'cause I got a bad taco at Taco Bell. It was full of a bunch of gel, and now I'm going to throw it at the person.
Great.
I am really frustrated. Tom Brady's in that sequel to Ted. He is suspended without pension. Man, he really does not deserve that suspension.
Great.
Great.
Well, I try to stay cool, but sometimes I'm pissed. And when that happens, I pull out my fist. You better not get in my way, or you're gonna get punched and you're gonna say hey.
Gonna say hey.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yay. I think we, like, touched on all aspects of anger as an emotion.
I agree. I mean, that was a wide spectrum that we sang about.
It was actually really therapeutic to hear you guys talk about sort of what makes you mad and what we can sort of do to deal with that anger.
Mm-hmm. I sort of went meta with mine. I got mad at myself for not rhyming, and then I don't know what I was talking about, and I just, you know, it got me mad. So I think that's, you know, did me well. You know, I got that out of my system.
I got it. You didn't participate in the hoedown. Did you have anything about anger that you wanted to say? You're just always mad.
I'm always mad.
What do you think you're known as, like, a fiery gal?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone thinks of me as fiery.
What's the most recent time you, like, just got really mad and yelled at someone?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, I think whenever someone is harassing people that I know at a bar or something, like, I will get involved in that.
I've seen a gotta throw down.
Yeah. I throw down. It makes me mad because it's like when my friends are too like shy or polite to be like, hey, you're being a fucking asshole. Like, that's when I step in and I'm like, hey, you fucking dick.
Standing up for the ladies.
Yeah, I'm standing up for my friends, for people who are too like nice to say fuck you, basically.
So what if someone's talking in a during a movie at a movie theater? Would you yell at them?
This has happened several times. I usually if they don't stop doing it, I'll just be like, hey, can you try to keep it down?
This is weird because I've been at the movies with Agata when she's done this before, but she was getting mad at the characters in the movie, was saying, stop, keep it down.
Damon Wayans Jr., stop it.
Yeah, we were watching that cop movie with him.
Let's be cops.
Yeah.
Be funnier.
Be funnier.
Yeah.
You just get better scripts. Tim and Anastasia, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This was a delight.
It was such a pleasure. Oh. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Hey. I've had a lot of fun.
You guys did stellar jobs on the hoedown, I thought. Oh,
thank you. And
great hoedown.
Yeah.
Hey, Agata's dad, my phone number, my email address is timrulz, timrulz54@gmail.com. Hit me up on that. Let me know how I did. Thank you.
I thought you were trying to hit on my dad for a second.
Do either of you have anything that you want our listeners to go to? This is like plugs. Yeah.
I guess people could follow me on Twitter. I don't tweet very much, so there's absolutely no reason to. But if for some reason you are just aching to follow a new person on Twitter, it's Anastasia Vigo.
Okay.
Cool. Do it.
I have a vlog I run. It's called timsvlog.org. That's where you can get at it. Also, YouTube channel, TIMRULZ54, is where I put up all the videos. Follow me on Twitter, TimRules53.
What?
The YouTube channel.
53?
The YouTube channel was a typo. I am TimRules53 in a lot of my older stuff.
Except for your email?
I got the email from the YouTube account. Also, I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/Flazzle. I have other Gmail addresses.
Flazzle?
Flazzle.
Do you want to give out your Snapchat?
Yes, it is. My Snapchat and my Yo account are the same, and they are Tom Brady is GOAT, all one word.
What's your LO account?
I don't have one of those.
Agata, do you have anything to plug?
Do I have anything to plug? I just want to say that one of our previous guests, Darcy, met Niall from One Direction and
swoon.
I'm really happy for her and for us as a podcast for being associated with that. So that's what I'm plugging. Why did you roll your eyes at that?
Because the only people that I like that are named after rivers is River Phoenix, not Niall.
Fuck River Phoenix.
It's spelled differently, though.
Oh, then he's cool.
What about Indiana Jones? There's probably an Indiana River.
Right.
No, there's not.
I don't like
there's not an Indiana River.
It's jury's out on whether I like Indiana Jones.
I just want to plug that photo of Darcy and Niall together. So check it out on Twitter.
July, do you have a plug?
No. I want to give my plug,
too. I told you to prepare with plugs this week.
I mean, I do have Elo. It's at July, but don't go there.
Okay. All right. You're giving your plug to Robolore Halt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
I want to plug using Periscope and asking people to do a Borat impression. Ha ha. Get it. AMA.
A Brad Garrett?
Borat.
A Borat.
Borat.
Ray.
My wife.
Hey, my wife!
Why?
Deborah, you're my wife!
Deborah, my wife!
Please watch. Oh, God. Don't do that.
I actually, like, this is a genuine concern of mine, actually, because I can't say it's nice. I mean, I can. I just said it, but I want to say it's night. Like, I want to do right. Borat inflection, yeah. And it's, but I hold back. and maybe I should just let go.
Just do it.
Let it
let
fly.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Do it right now.
He's nice.
God, we really broke through a barrier here today. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Trans with Benefits, your favorite podcast.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at TransW Benefits, where the W is for with. And on SoundCloud, and our website is twb.cool, and our email address is hey@twb.cool. And
bye, we love you.
Send your questions to Ask Agata. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.